The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I'm cooking on your grill.
Shut up.
Go Beavers, how about that?
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Megan Rapinoe.
Let's hate, man.
Rockin' to the dog. Oh,
what's that like?
I want bourbon.
Calm down. I'm sorry. They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
It's chicken. Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood.
Try peanut butter eggs.
Being greedy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good. Bye.
Request denied.
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right there.
Bye!
Who knew, by the way, we got Dak Prescott with Daniel Jones dealing?
Yeah. I was looking at hurricane videos. Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, that stuff's crazy. I guess I saw a flight tracker. They said a private plane took off from Houston and flew into the hurricane.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh.
What are they doing?
Couldn't tell you. And now they were saying that some people are theorizing that maybe they tried to fly above it to, like, check it out because it flew at 42,000 feet. But,
who's
yeah, they
winning? What is occurring?
I saw it on Twitter.
42,000 feet?
42,000 feet. Yeah, it's like this was on, it was on some sort of news alert. A private jet that took off from Houston, Texas has just casually flew into an extremely dangerous and rapidly intensifying major Category 4 hurricane. The plane then landed in Orlando. It flew right through the hurricane. And people were like, what the hell?
I don't think you can do that.
And now they're saying, according to flight data, the private jet may have appeared to fly into the hurricane, but it actually may have flown above it.
Yeah.
Because it was at 42,000 feet. You just fly above a hurricane? Is that safe? You're like, hey, you're into the hurricane. You're like, ah, we'll just
I guess you
up.
Can if you're high enough, right?
I don't. I'm not familiar with how, like, there's a height cap on a hurricane. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you see the aerials, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like any other storm.
Would that be kind of cool to look down on a hurricane?
I don't know. We should get that guy on the air.
I don't. Well, the
poor gal.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it looks like a nice private jet, though. I mean,
is there such thing as a non-nice private jet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would like a crappy private jet.
Oh, I'll take a crappy private jet. How much does that cost?
Well, are we talking? Yeah, because there's a difference between private plane, private jet. I bet you can get a crappy private jet for a mil, maybe $750.
Crappy.
Yeah. It's not going to be nice.
Like Oakland Coliseum crappy?
Mm.
Opossums hanging out in the
cockpit? I bet you don't
cockpit.
Have
it. It appears
not.
That used turboprop planes from the 60s and 70s can be purchased for as little as $50,000.
Yeah, but again,
yeah,
that's
not the
that's
same
a prop
thing.
Okay, I'm just saying crappy private plane. That's what it is.
Yeah, but not a jet.
Yeah, private jet. We said PJ.
Okay, let's see. How about this? Okay, the Cirrus Vision Jet.
I want it.
$2.5 million.
Ooh. Is that crappy, though?
Well, it's the most affordable. These are the. This is a list of the 10 cheapest private jets in the world.
So if that's new at 2.5, I'll bet you can get that for a milli.
After Diddy soiled it?
Yeah. Did you see his lawyer with the baby oil thing, by the way?
No.
Blamed it on Costco.
Yeah, so Diddy had like 100,000 bottles of baby oil. Or what, was it 10,000?
I think it was 1,000.
1,000? I thought it was more. Anyway.
More.
Either way, it's more than anybody needs.
Yeah, he had a lot of baby oil. Had a lot of baby oil. And his, I love that Costco, by the way, had to answer this. A Costco spokesperson actually had to do this. So the attorney said that the only reason that he had that much baby oil is he shops at Costco and he buys in bulk. Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you buy 1,000
bottles?
When
you buy in bulk at Costco, you get like 2 gallons in one tub. You don't get one box with 1,000 bottles. That's not the way it works.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
And I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb
and
say that there is zero chance that Diddy shops, much less at Costco.
So, yeah. The law enforcement officers noted that they seized more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant. And a Costco spokesperson, a PR person from Costco, had to come out today and say, despite what Diddy said, there is not a single Costco that sells lubricant and baby oil in the United States. So
he's lying.
He's lying. Turns out if you are looking for bulk baby oil and or lubricants for your sex parties, Costco is not the place to go.
You know, if you can't believe attorneys, who can you believe?
I know. It's so disappointing, right? I just love that of all the things that that attorney has to address, of all the charges, from sex trafficking to racketeering, shooting people, all of that stuff, the one that he felt the need to address was 1,000 bottles of baby oil. And his response, Costco. Like, you just happen to stumble into Costco and be like, well, take a couple of these hammocks.
It's where all the celebs do their bulk shopping.
You know, I buy my bulk ribs, I get some cheese, and I'll take 1,000 bottles of baby oil. What does that even look like? What does 1,000 bottles of baby oil even look like?
Again, Costco doesn't sell that. If anything, they would sell you one giant bottle.
Yeah, but
of
in
baby
his
oil.
House, though, I think is what he's asking.
Yeah.
Like, well, what is that?
Yeah, 1,000. Because well, that's the thing. If it was from Costco, Costco does not sell little. That would be a big, you know, that would be like when you buy olive oil at Costco. That comes in a jug. Imagine what 1,000 jugs of Costco baby oil look like.
Well, I've got bear news coming up, but I was looking at this hurricanes, dude. This hurricane is bananas. It's a nasty one down there hitting Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And there's a video of the Howard Franklin Bridge in Tampa Bay. And, dude, it is gnar.
Really?
Brah.
I've driven over that bridge.
I bet you have. Go look at this video. Here, I'll show it to you. Look at this. Yeah. Look at my phone there. Look on my iPhone there. Look at that. Describe what you're seeing there.
Oh, gosh. And there's people trying to drive over
that. Yeah, people are still driving over. They haven't closed it.
Oh, my. Why?
So basically,
terrifying.
I don't know that bridge, but they're saying it's actually pretty high.
Yeah, it's not. It's not at the water.
So the water level appears to be higher than the bridge.
Holy crap! Yeah, it's spilling over. The bridge is flooding. Yeah, that is not like when you drive through. When you make the drive from Miami down into the Keys, I forget what that. It's on the.
Is that the well?
No. I'm just saying when you drive from Florida down to the Keys.
Yeah, wasn't like the 7 mile bridge or
yeah,
9 like, mile bridge, something like that.
That bridge is kind of creepy because it's like
right there on the water.
It's right there. You feel like you're like look out. You're like, oh my god. The Howard Franklin Bridge is not like that. So when you showed me that photo, that was my first thing. Was like, that looks like the bridge in the Keys. And why are there people? Are there people driving on that?
They finally closed it, but.
That is not good.
It's insane.
No, that is all bad. So to be fair, it is not that bridge isn't like going over like the 205 bridge,
right.
Like the Glen Jackson or whatever.
It
is not. It is not right against the water.
Yeah, I'm looking at. You have to actually to get some perspective on it. You have to look at this video, and then you have to just go Google the Howard Franklin Bridge to see what it really looks like.
Yeah.
And yeah, that those people driving are crazy.
Those people are dumb.
Did you see what the what the mayor of Tallahassee said?
No, what's he up to?
Well, he put out a statement. I'm going to read it to you, okay? I can read, so I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. This is not the mayor. It's the Taylor County Sheriff, Wayne Padgett. Mm. He said that he had a message for residents who are refusing to evacuate low-lying areas by the coastline. He said 200 people could very well die. Quote, If you're just bound and determined to stay and not get out of harm's way, go and take a black magic marker, write your name, your social security number, everything on your arm so we can identify you.
Oof.
I don't like telling people that, but it's going on. That's a death threat because you're looking at, they're calling for 18 to 20 foot storm surge. We've never had a storm surge like this in this country. These old houses, some of them on this coast, have been there for years and years and years, and they're just not going to stand up for it. The water, you can kind of hide from the wind, but you cannot hide from the water. I've lived here my whole life, and I've never been worried about a storm. I am worried about this storm.
Jeez Louise.
How about that?
Yeah, and yet there's still going to be some people that...
Yeah, there will.
Just won't.
I ain't going.
By the way, doing it, man.
The Howard Franklin Bridge, because it's a...
Go Noles!
There's a hump. Like in the bridge, you know, obviously it's not one height.
They hump on the bridge?
They hump. There is a bridge hump.
Yeah, so I saw it.
that Howard Franklin Bridge is 43 feet at the ends and peaks at 58 feet.
Yeah.
And so whether that thing is in the middle or not, that storm surge is up over 40 feet. And there's people still...
Freaking driving across it.
Imagine having the balls to look at that thing.
Gotta get to the bar, man.
Well, you got your truck, you know. Hey, come on. You know you got your truck. I got my truck. I'm going right over that.
It's gotta be a dream for anybody who's got that stupid snorkel on their SUV, you know?
You know there's that one guy that's like he's been waiting for this his entire life. It's like the guy that you always see out jet skiing in the hurricane, right? There's always one dude that's like he's pulling a boaty from Point Break.
Yeah, you gotta do rad stuff.
Although I will say like, you got to think, there's got to be a piece of you, just a small piece, that thinks it'd be kind of fun to go play in that water.
If you knew that nothing was going to happen.
If you knew that nothing was going to happen, or you had like a death wish. Like,
I don't think that.
No?
No.
Not at all?
Not fun. Fun would not be the word I would use.
Thrilling?
No. Hell no.
I just remember they had that one in New York all those years ago, and there were two bros out there on jet skis just having the time of their life. And while those people are morons and whatever happens to them, they deserve it, there is part of me that's like, you know what? Good for those guys. They're sitting around and they're like, you know what? Full send. And you know, one talked the other one into it. They're like, hey, you want to go out? Yeah? Huh?
Dude, it'll be fine. It's rain, okay? It's rain.
Next thing you know, you're on a 50-foot surge. You're like, all right, we're doing this.
Yeah, I'm looking here. It's it has made landfall south of Tallahassee. Yeah. I'm looking for, yeah, north of Tampa, south of Tallahassee. It's going like right in between those two.
They're cities. Saying just the weather current and that storm could make the Georgia-Bama game kind of wet on Saturday.
Yeah, Atlanta's not that far. Yeah. And Atlanta's getting pounded too.
So they're gonna catch some overflow from that.
Well, I mean, that's what, you know, did in the Braves and Mets was the, yep, the rainfall from that.
The storm goes all the way up to Columbus, Ohio.
It's a big ass,
it's a big storm.
Big old Turner. That's one of the things I like about out here is we don't have to, you know, we don't have much. Like we get occasionally get some ice. Other than that,
and yeah, that mostly shuts us down because we're like too hilly and our infrastructure.
Until we
about
fall
it isn't
right
great.
Down to into the crack of the earth from the earthquake, you know?
Yeah. Well, I looked at a home, I don't know, like a month ago, I looked at a home out on the river, and it was intriguing. It was obviously a fixer.
Like a floating home?
No. Just it was on Marine Drive, and no one wanted it, and I was like, why did no one want that thing? And look, you know, the Marine Drive is a kind of a sketchy place, but it was a really nice house. I was really intrigued by it, and then they gave me the, I guess there's a flood score for homes, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like 1 to 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was like a 7.5, and I was like, so I was asking the lady, I was like, so like, yeah, I get it, like 10 is like you don't want to be there. I'm like 7.5, and she was like, well, and then I looked it up and it was like, yeah, no, but it had a dock.
Well, okay, so
if the river
floods, if
it rains a lot and the river floods, you're you know, It's not so good.
How much is it?
Well, it's sold now, so it's gone.
You don't want to say how much it was?
It wasn't that much.
Well, it better not be if it effing floods.
Would have been a stretch. A
couple hundred G's?
Oh, yeah.
A stretch, what do you mean?
It would have been a stretch. It would have been tight. It would have been tight for me.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. It was actually more than I.
It would have been a stretch, and then I just thought to myself, like, you're.
So it must have been a big house.
No,
because I know what you make. You make a lot of money.
No, it's only like 1,800 square feet.
What am I missing? Why would anyone buy that house?
Because it was a cool house, and it had its own dock, and it was on the river. It's on the Columbia River.
Yeah, okay, but that's cool until it goes under.
That was kind of my thing. I think you realize why people weren't necessarily jumping on it.
Well, somebody bought it.
Someone did buy it. Someone has the money to do something, or if it goes away, it wasn't me. Like, I looked into, like, let's just say that I think your insurance on that home, your flood insurance, is quite high.
You ever see those videos? And there were a few of them recently in North Carolina where the homes are just, they're just crumbling into the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen a bunch of them. The ones on like the Outer Banks or whatever that are on stilts and they're just falling into the ocean.
Yeah, they're just dropping right on it.
I mean, it seems like a flawed building plan in the first place.
No kidding. Like, how does this happen?
You put your house on stilts. That's how.
I'll show you.
Never buy a house on stilts.
No. No, I'll show you this. Is it the house looked kick-ass, but the more like you got into it, the more I just thought to myself, dude, it just felt like what you're talking about. It felt like at any moment that you're living there, you just may wake up one day and you're in the water. You're like, what? What just happened? Because it was a really steep slope down to the water, and there was a reason why I was like, you know what? This is probably not. It's probably not for me. But the idea of having a boat and a dock, it was, it's intriguing.
Yeah, that's cool, but
yeah,
you ain't getting that in your price range.
Well, that's the thing is, that was the thing. I was like, is this in my price range? And then I realized why it was in my price range, because one day that home will probably be in the Columbia River.
All right, I have Animal Uprising news. Cocaine bear, real life cocaine bear, next on The Fan.
Dude, I'm watching more of these bridge videos. This one's from up near Tallahassee. Dude, some of this stuff is just insane.
Showed you one.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the one from Tampa. Dude, this one is like the bridge is gone. Like, you can't even, like, there's a huge portion of this bridge that you just can't even see, and yet it looks like they're having to try to evacuate people off the bridge.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Good grief. And yet there's people refusing to leave.
Hey, stay safe out there, man.
I guess, right? I mean,
go Noles. All right. Well, I've got bear news. This is terrifying. I saw this story, and I still don't really understand it, because the bear pretty much kills everything in its path, but doesn't eat anything.
Interesting.
So this is like cocaine bear.
Where is this from?
Russia.
Yeah. What do I look?
Just listen. How about that?
Okay.
Listen to the radio. Huddle up.
Also, I would guess that you'd Google Russian cocaine bear.
Well, it's not a cocaine bear. I'm just saying cocaine bear because this bear is.
Yeah.
But, it's insane.
I'm just saying, when you Google Russian bear news, it's alarming how
there's
many.
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
Like,
bears as pets,
yeah.
Bears wrestling.
Bear
people.
Kills man in Russia's Far East. Horrifying moment. Hoverboard riding circus bear turns on, trainer. Russian fighters to leave. It's like not. I feel like Russian bear news, I don't even know if it makes news over there. Like, yeah, bear's at it again. And you're like, yeah, so be it.
It's very pedestrian stuff.
Yeah.
A massive bear has fatally mauled a father and son after the raging beast broke into their home. The man-eating bear broke into the house in the Primorsky region in eastern Russia, killing and eating the pair. The old man was 87. The younger man was 56. So he did eat the pair. Sorry, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. The vicious beast had just killed 35 dogs.
Come again?
Within a matter of minutes at a nearby stray dog shelter just a day earlier.
They're eating the dogs.
He broke into a dog shelter? By the way, if you're a cocaine bear, is the dog shelter not like the greatest place on earth? Like, isn't that like a buffet? They're all like in, they'd say all in one spot?
Well, again,
they can't really go anywhere?
Unfortunately, there is a photo of all the dogs.
Oh boy.
And he didn't really eat them, he just killed them. So the thing about this one is, they said that the shelter is in a forest area, and the fence is kind of flimsy and wooden, which is very Russia.
He just went right through it.
Yeah, so he just cruised right through. And he said that, this says that the dogs were all chained up, so they couldn't escape.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine that?
It was a buffet. It was a buffet for the cocaine bear.
But he killed every one of them.
Do we know what this bear, like, why was this bear so pissed off?
Exactly. This is my question. He says, we didn't have security here. The dogs are kept in kennels. We found bear tracks at the scene. They had cordoned off the village and stood guard to protect terrified locals after this happened. But the bear still broke into this dude's house and ate the dad and the kid.
Boy, she got 35 dogs and then decided that wasn't enough. And
next night.
We'll execute the baby.
He's on a rampage. So they found the bear and they shot him. And they have the photo of the bear. Yeah. It was a pretty damn big bear.
Yeah, I'm seeing
as you
it
can
here.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's all blurred out, but that does look like a big ass bear.
And they said that the behavior of the bear was not typical. It is likely that it had been wounded by hunters or was deranged and aggressive from rabies.
Oh, okay. That because makes sense. It, I was going to say, this isn't
no,
bear
that's
behavior.
Not bear behavior. That's no. Like crazy
yeah.
S.
So, yeah, the bear was, you know, most of the time that bears attack, like in Alaska, it's either you stumble across the bear with its cubs or, like with the Timothy Treadwell guy, if it's a starving bear or it's wounded because the bear can't get food and at that point it has to take risks not to starve because it can't find food and it'll attack anything. But 35 yeah, but I mean, dogs.
It doesn't just break into houses.
No.
You know.
No.
And they don't even come close to populated areas.
No. No, the bears avoid people. In fact, most dogs will scare off a bear. We had a friend of ours up there and he had like Irish wolfhounds and they would chase away bears all the time. Like a bear is not just going to randomly go up to 35 dogs and start mauling them.
Meanwhile, in Japan, there's a group of savage bears. They're calling them ninja bears. And they have...
Is it wrong that I now want to go over there and visit the ninja bears?
They think that they've acquired a taste for human flesh.
And sounds like been, you don't want that smoke.
They've been rampaging in a town called Hokkaido.
Hokkaido's a big
Hokkaido.
City. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Are the Russian cocaine bears getting together with the ninja bears? The animal uprising is upon us.
Yeah, for many years, the eastern part of this city was haunted by one huge beast of a bear who sparked terror in the region with his rampant attacks. Local media called him a ninja bear after he successfully avoided all of the traps authorities set to catch him. Within just 4 years, he attacked 66 cows.
The ninja bear.
32 died.
They killed him, though, right? They got him?
No, they don't. It's a whole pack. Now
it's a whole yeah because this one
well they no this is the fearful animal was finally shot dead
yeah they killed the original ninja bear
but there are other ninja bears out there. Ninja bear been doing it.
They got a mean karate chop.
I love that we have ninja bears and cocaine Russian bears. Holy hell.
Rabid Russian bears.
Yeah, what is popping off right now in the Far East? Now, I expect this out of Russia. I do not expect this out of the Japanese brethren. I'll have to tell the BTJ about this and tell their family to be on the lookout for, quote, ninja bears.
Dude, that's nuts.
Oh.
That bear was 7'3".
Yeah, bears are no joke, man. That is...
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Tips.
Well, you know. A lot of times people think that bears, you know, it's like you see videos of them and they don't always look that big in person. When you see one up close, they are terrifying. That one in the photo, though, kind of
bears are no joke, man. The more you know. Thanks.
The one, the Russian bear actually looked really dark. And normally black bears are pretty small, but that just may be as a darker coat.
Yeah, they
black,
took a...
Black bears aren't that size.
They took a... The dog thing really freaks me out. Like, that's just weird. You know, like, those poor dogs are chained up.
Yeah, you don't have a chance.
And it just goes one by one.
Yeah.
Eating the pets.
Well, it's like some sort of weird predator, like, horror movie, right?
Yeah.
You're eating the pets. If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Problems.
Well, I saw yesterday you were talking about the Tommy Lee coyote video.
Oh, yeah, with his girlfriend or whatever.
The dog.
Yeah.
The girlfriend saved the little doggy.
Yeah, I saw one, I don't know why, like, again, I think my phone listens to me or whatever, but on Twitter, like, that later that night, I saw one where it was the same thing. It was like a security backyard. This wasn't a famous person or whatever, but, dude, it was kind of one of those, like, oh, my God, the little dog was yapping at the coyote through the fence.
Uh-oh.
You know? And... You know, the little guy's like, you know, rah, 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 and the coyote just calmly walked up, grabbed the sucker by the head, yanked him through the fence, and took off with him.
Yeah, quit yapping, little dude.
And I'm like, I kind of had one of those, like, I didn't want the little dog to die, but there was a little bit where it's like, well, I mean.
The order of nature is play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Well, I think about that all the time because, like, my dog's very large, and I walk him around my neighborhood, and everyone in my neighborhood, all the olds, have little dogs, and the little dogs go nuts. And my dog doesn't bark. Like, he's weird. Like, he doesn't bark. He doesn't do anything. He just walks. He never has any reaction. It's the only dog I've ever had that makes no attempt to interact with any other dog. He just sits there and looks at him. And I always just think to myself, because that it's always the little dog that's barking at everything. you know, is like pulling at the leash. And I always think, what would happen if that thing actually got off the leash? What would you do? And there was a little bit as I watched that video, because that dog had no fear of that coyote. The coyote was right there. The little dog was looking at it, and it was losing its ass. And the coyote just calmly...
We're done here.
...snatches that thing through the fan. It's so fast. And yanks him through. And the creepy part about the video is you can hear the dog barking, and as soon as it's grabbed, and then like a second off camera, silent. Burr. Yeah. It's just like... Burr, burr. Like,
yeah, yappy little dogs are like the hold me back bros of the pet world. You know, like they, yeah, it's like the NBA sure. players in a fight who like they're talking a big game, but like, if, but their bros are there to like get their backs. Like if those dogs' owners aren't there, are they doing that? I don't know.
Well, believe me, we have one of those dogs and they are all bark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
our dog's the same way. She won't like she hates it through the window, but we'll put her on a street next to one of those dogs and she won't run it up to it.
But, you know, they sort of feel like they have to be that way because they're so small. Like they have no defense.
Yeah.
So they try to act tough. But it is interesting that they're never like, I don't know, do coyote, like, should dogs sense?
Right? Wouldn't there be a self-preservation thing? Like, if Brock Lesnar approached my fence,
right,
I would not, like, start yelling and screaming. My instinct would be, I'm going to go in the house.
Or do they just think it's another dog?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is that maybe they've now been conditioned around other big, large, docile dogs that, like, oh, I don't like that big thing. I can just bark at it. There won't be a consequence.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they... I don't know. I guess they wouldn't know that it's a coyote, but...
But you would think just from a size standpoint alone...
Idiot dogs.
And instinct.
Right? Isn't there an instinct? When,
right,
although,
you'd
like,
think.
I mean, yeah. I guess, like, badgers and stuff, they don't... I mean, they don't give enough.
Badger. What do you
mean? Well, like, badgers and, like, wolverine... How do they know? How does a badger or a wolverine know that it's such a badass? Those things are tiny, and they're afraid of nothing. And yet, they're actually... Like, that works. Like a wolverine, like a 70-pound wolverine or a 50-pound wolverine fights off a cougar or a bear, it knows. So how does the little dog just instinctually, like, think he's a badass? And if so, those instincts are crap.
Again, I think the little dogs just, it's instinctual because they're so small. They don't have any defenses.
But wouldn't the defense then just be to run?
Well, that's part of it. I think you bark and then run. It's a dual-pronged approach. But I will tell you this about, and I don't know if all small dogs are like this, but our little dog, she was a street dog in Mexico.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
She's tough, right?
Dude, she will freaking rip your face off. Like, she will, now she'll die. Like, the coyote will kill her, but she will not just be a wuss. Like, she'll go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
She'll fight.
But wouldn't it be smarter of her just to, maybe,
well, yes, but she's a dumb dog. Well,
maybe, is it possible, because, you know, the little guy bar syndrome? Is it the same thing?
Yeah,
it,
like a little bit.
The little guy knows he's going to get his ass kicked, but he's going to, you know, he'll go down swinging anyways. I mean, that's just, it's a natural small thing. I just, that always fascinates me. And seeing the clip of the little dog getting snatched up.
Somebody said, remember that study they did when strangers would walk into their house to gauge how much the dog protects their house?
Yeah.
The little dogs were the only ones that did anything.
Yeah, that is true. The little dogs
will go at, I'm telling you, Molly will go after you. She has. Like, we've had issues with her.
Yeah.
And no, obviously doesn't. Like, people are like, haha, cute, you little bitch. But
yeah,
she will. I mean.
Yeah, if you had that mentality and put it in my dog's body,
right,
you would have a
trouble.
Serious problem.
T-R-U-B-L, bitch.
Susky, you have to get a big, lovable, doofy dog. Or a dog that can't really hurt anyone, even though it's small.
I love him, but what a bitch. We got a new dog next door, our neighbor's dog. Big dog, big black dog, scary looking dog.
Yeah.
Barks like he's going to rip your head off.
Yeah.
Could not be any sweeter.
Huh.
Lily.
Yeah,
she's very sweet.
She's sweet.
I've won her over by giving her treats.
It's the way to do it.
Through the fence. Now she doesn't even bark at me. But she's pretty intimidating. Like, it's like, oh, damn, that dog. She said... She said that this dog was a rescue, and she, Lily, the dog, was picked up in order to be a guard dog for a weed farm in California.
Oh, gosh.
And the owner gave her to the shelter because she was too sweet.
Oh, all right. Well, that's...
So she has a little bit of that guard dog. She is, like, intimidating.
But naturally tends towards not being that mean.
Yeah, but then it's like, hey, how you doing? I'm just kidding. Ah. Pet my ears.
I've definitely become, since the face mauling, I'll admit, I've become way more leery of dogs. I used to be a pretty, if I saw that dog, I'm going to pet that dog. And I've definitely taken more more caution. Bunch of stitches to your face will definitely make you a little more like, eh. Maybe not. Because you ask people all the time, is your dog nice? And everyone always says yes. I find that to be incorrect like 70% of the time.
Yeah, that's garbage. My dog doesn't like other dogs approaching her on the leash. And like other dogs run up all the time. They're like, oh, my dog's nice. And then it ends up in a little tussle like 30% of the time. I'm like,
yeah.
Get your dog away from my dog.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they're unpredictable. But if people ask me about Molly, I'm like, be careful.
Thank you for at least having that. Because everyone always says that their dog is nice.
What I say is, you can try, but she's pretty temperamental. That's what I say.
And that's code for it. When anyone says, I would appreciate that. Like, I think we're so afraid to tell people that our like, there's nothing wrong. I always appreciate when someone's like, ah, you better not. Or, you know, because my dog loves every dog. But he's so big, he's scary, but he loves every dog. Has never had a problem with any dog. But I always say, hey, are you sure? Because, like, the dog will be sitting there, and the dog's not putting off a great vibe, and they're like, oh, he loves to play with other dogs. And I'm like, yeah, you certain about that? Because I hate when someone does that, and then, like, 8 seconds later, their dog is attacking yours.
And with dogs, like, there's never a blanket statement, because it's not like, oh, my dog's right. Good with all dogs.
Yeah,
it's a chemistry
not.
Thing. There's two yes. variables in the equation.
It's unpredictable, yeah. And the owner should know that.
Yeah. I just think we're in denial about a lot of our pets. I've had dogs that I told people, my American Bulldog, that was like, yeah, no. With other dogs, I just tell people flat out. Be like, yeah, you don't want it. That's it's not good.
They're eating the pets.
They're eating the pets.
The dogs.
They're eating the dogs.
The dog. God, I can't get enough of that.
They're eating the dogs.
That you know happened.
What? I'm gonna cook on your grill.
That happened in a freaking presidential debate.
We'll execute the baby.
By the way, I'm not gonna play it tonight, but I have a special treat on that note.
Yeah.
For you tomorrow.
It's kind of apropos with all the pet talk.
Yeah. That'll be tomorrow in the club. All right. What's next? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Something.
But here's Buck with SportsCenter. Yeah, well, no, I don't know. Vancouver 4 text line, we were talking about dogs. As a service technician, small dogs are the only ones that ever gave me problems. The big dogs were always lovers, sometimes in the way wanting attention.
Yeah, I mean, Rottweiler, Doberman, you know, I mean, some of those can be scary and terrifying.
But I would imagine that those dogs...
They get locked up when a service person comes
over. Yes,
they get
locked up.
So the big ones that the service person gets to meet, probably big old
right.
cuddle bears.
Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say that it does feel like the little ones are more aggressive, but most of the, I mean, you look at the statistics, I mean, it's always pit bulls or Rottweilers. It's always those dogs that are causing damage, but that may just simply be because the little dogs can't cause
exactly.
Can't cause that much.
Molly can try to rip your face off. She's not gonna get very far before you kick her like a football.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I tell you what, she'd come running. You may kick her 70 yards. She'd be, give her 10 seconds. She'll come running around the corner. She ain't going down without a fight.
Yeah, but at least you know that your dog's that way. There's an acknowledgement on your part, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it's like she's so harmless.
Yeah,
it's like
you
think you're so tough. It's cute. At any rate, I was just watching the Cowboys and Giants. You know that they're playing tonight?
Yeah, I got it right here on the old phone.
They were the Cowboys. So it's right at the end of the first half. Mm. And the Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
Were driving and almost got into super long Aubrey field goal range. Which I really wanted to see because he kicked a 65-yarder last week.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that thing could have gone in from 75.
Dude, him and Bucker, I mean, he's as good as anyone in the game.
Unbelievable.
And now I feel like these guys, like 55 anymore
is
like
nothing.
Automatic. So, yeah, like I wanted to see the 72-yarder.
So
Let's go.
Well, the ball was on the Cowboys 45, 4th and 12, with 14 seconds left in the half. And they punted. And I'm guessing the reason they punted is because he'll most likely miss that. And if he does, the Giants have enough time to get 3 points right before the end. But that would have been, I think that would have been a 72-yarder, right?
Yeah. much.
Because if it's on the 45...
45 would be...
It's 55 plus 10 in the end zone, 65, and then you snap at seven. 72-yard field goal. I think he could have made that.
I think they're cowards for not letting
us. Of course, they're in New York. It's not indoors, so I don't know what the...
Yeah, it could have been a little breeze, wet conditions.
They are cowards.
Yes. We all wanted to see that. Plus, you can return that kick, too, if it ends up being short.
Right.
I mean, we had the old kick six there. Like, that, the kick six and the Iron Bowl, like, no one even, like, that was never a thing. I don't even remember someone attempting that. Now, whenever you see someone kicking a long field goal, they stick someone back there.
I feel like I saw it in the pros more than college at first. I remember there was a really windy Niners-Bears game in Chicago that, towards the end of the half, the wind just knocked down the Niners kicker's attempt, and Nathan Vasher ran it all the way back.
It is hilarious when you see that, because as a lineman on the field goal team, you are in no way equipped to tackle someone in the open field.
Well, and 99 times out of 100, your job is done once that ball, like the foot hits leather. Like,
there
it's
is,
over.
There is nothing more terrifying as an O lineman when you have to become a defender. Like, there's a fumble or it's mainly an interception.
You're going to make me chase this guy now?
Like, all of a sudden, you're like, because like an interception gets thrown and you kind of start heading that way, but like one of the receivers will get him and then you realize you're like, oh my God, he's going to go. And then you have to like start running and now you got to worry about some DB coming to take your head off. And I can only imagine the fear of like you're kicking a field goal, like, hey, is that going in? You're like, no. You're like, damn it. You start to jog off the field and you're like, wait, that guy's returning it? And most of you at that point, I mean, half your team is now just an old lineman. You know, like you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I got
to. Do you try to trip him? What do you do? Like, what's your tactic as a fat guy?
Anything you can, right?
You just try to look like you're making an effort. But, you know, you don't want to be the guy on, you don't want to be the guy on film that gets called out. But look, let's be honest. Unless it's by a stroke of dumb luck and that guy happens to cut back and run into you, you're not making that tackle. You're not chasing. That's like Devin Hester back there. You put like your best secondary guy back there. You're not running that guy down. What am I going to do? You really think I'm chasing down a DB? No.
But if he comes by you
and
you got a shot at him, what do you do?
I think you go for the trip.
Yeah, you just swing the arm
at
the feet.
Exactly.
Hope you get him tangled up.
I'm not nearly athletic enough to make that tackle. Yeah, you just kind of dive at the feet. It's the same thing when you see old linemen trying to chase down like DBs. You just dive at the back of the legs and hope that hope the turf monster, or in the case, you know, hope that Daniel Jones is running and he just trips.
All right. Well, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to break.
Do you have a story of the world's longest death row inmate being
released?
Exonerated.
I saw that.
Can you imagine being on death row since 1966?
No, I can't.
1966!
But then they're actually like, oh, you know what? You're okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, we finally figured it out. You're all right.
Oh, now I'm fine.
What
thanks.
Is it, DNA evidence, probably?
Yeah. 88 years old, you get out. Are you, I mean, I know you're out of prison, but you're 88. The hell are you doing at 88?
Your life's over. They've taken it from you.
Watch him die.
I mean, he kind of looks good for 88. Looks like a handsome fellow. He's a Japanese man.
All right, we'll wrap it up with that. Coming up next on The Fan. And for our final trick, a man is out of prison after... I can't do the math. Well, he was put in prison in 1966.
Yeah, he went on death row in 1966, and he just got released.
So if it was 64, it would be 60 years. So since it's 66, it's only 58.
Okay.
Just 58 years.
Only love that. 58
if my
years.
Math is right.
Why does death row take so long?
I think appeals, and I mean, this is in Japan, so I don't know if theirs is, what their system is. But, I mean, we have death row inmates, and, if I'm not mistaken, I believe most of our death row inmates, although we just killed someone, I think, in Missouri that people were saying there was some controversy. People were saying he was innocent, but I don't know enough about it. But the ones in California, I think most of those people now die of natural causes. They die of old age.
They just sit and wait.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of states, I know Texas and Florida, like Missouri, I know some of those kind of move it along. But I think like in California, I don't really think they execute people. Because now, a lot of the, it turns out that a lot of those convictions end up getting overturned.
So when you're 88, you want out, right? Because,
I don't know.
For the food alone.
You're 88.
But what do you do? A lot of your family might be dead.
Do you still have friends and family? That's a big question.
And then do you have money?
Well, his sister, who has long fought for him, she's 91.
Whoa.
So maybe you just want to get out to, like, go live with your sister and have a warm meal every night.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, that's better than what you got. So
if he's got a sister, that means he's got access to money, at least something, like, that will help him for a little bit.
I guess.
And then you get a nice warm bed and you can eat whatever you want. Yeah, it's worth getting out. I mean, come on.
Imagine the sister, like, fighting for him all these years, and he's 88, she's 91. And by the way, they both look amazing.
Do we know what he's accused of? Is it murder, I'd say?
Yeah, he worked at a bean paste company, and he was accused of murdering his boss and the family.
Wow. Yeah, you're like, no, it was actually somebody else.
So DNA evidence, I assume.
Yeah, it was DNA, and then I was kind of reading through, and I guess there were some stains on clothing, and they figured out that something with the blood and the paste, like the way the murder happened, it wouldn't. It didn't jive. They
like one couldn't have got they could didn't get there at the same time, or you could tell one was put there later or something like that.
Yeah. So between DNA and that, it was like DNA on the family's murders, because they see killed the boss and then someone killed the boss's family, and he was like a former boxer, and so they were saying it was like a murderous raid sort of thing. But yeah, a miso soybean paste factory. And DNA evidence suggested called into question the reliability. So they're saying that the evidence was more likely planted now.
You know, I have to say something really morbid.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Yes.
Do I have permission to say this?
Yes.
As we wrap up the program?
Mm-hmm.
If there is ever anyone who is... What would be the terminology? Who could commit murder... And it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Not the life matters.
Yeah.
But let's say he's, he's going after somebody really, really bad.
Sure.
If there's ever anyone more fit to commit murder and be okay with that, it's this guy. Because think about it. He's already served 58 years for murder.
You're saying commit another one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if you needed someone killed... This guy right here has the least to lose because he's 88.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's old. He's almost going to die. He's already served 58 years for murder. What's going back in there? I don't care.
You're
going
to put me on death row?
Yeah.
Let's
I
go.
Will kill Diddy.
He would be the world's greatest assassin. Although,
Is he up for it at 88, though?
I think he is. He probably didn't care.
Get him close enough, you know?
He's like, yeah, you pay for my travel. I got no problem with it. I don't know.
The first thing you do when you're 88, you can't even.
I'm finally free, and now I need to go kill someone.
You even get a lady? You're 88, for God's sakes. I'm happy. At least he still died knowing that he's not a murderer.
Did he get his job back at the bean paste plant?
I don't think so.
Well, I think he would die knowing he's not a murderer anyway.
Well, the world will now know that he's not a murderer. His sister did.
Did she?
She fought for him.
She believed.
She believed.
Good for her.
She believed.
Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 to Fingernut.